reality is habit forming. You phone home, a familiar voice answers. The file is where you left it, on the desk. You drive the same route to work and back each day. You could do it blindfolded. That might even be safer. Because while your eyes are open, there is always the chance you might be distracted from the well-trodden path. Distracted by that doorway, which is not a doorway. The vanishing point.
.423 on a Friday afternoon. We have another beautiful spring day on the coast.
Yeah, 17 degrees
at Vancouver Airport.
Here in the middle.
And more of this to come on the weekend. Sunny skies will prevail over most of BC, except for some broken cloud in the far north.
Hey, come on, lady.
Oh, it's not so nice everywhere, though. In Ontario, a late winter storm has buried Toronto under 60 centimeters of snow. Just think of those poor easterners up there. You know what?
So choose one lane or the other, will you?
Turning to traffic.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. Let's turn to traffic.
And a holdup reported on the Lions Gate Bridge.
No, you tell me.
Due to a man threatening to jump from the bridge. Police are on the scene.
Jump? What a time for it. All right, there he is. Just a kid. What's he got to jump for? Oh, crap! What are you, a tourist? Gotta stop and watch? Hey, where'd he go, that kid? Did he jump? He must have. Gee. I hope they got a boat or something to pick him up. Drink. That's what I want. Nice, big gin tonic. Fresh lime. Sit out in the yard. Relax. That's funny. I wonder if they put those lights in. Must have been just today. Nothing wrong with them. Well, great way to start the weekend. Run a light and hit someone. Okay. Almost there.
Turn that down.
What?
The music.
Oh, okay. What's up?
Is that your car?
Yeah, well, it's my dad's.
Well, would you mind moving it? There's plenty of room on the street.
Why should I move it?
I'd like to get into the driveway. I live here.
Huh?
Well, who are you, anyway? One of Janet's friends? I've never seen you before.
I think you got the wrong house, mister.
Oh, maybe Laura's. That's it.
I don't know any Janet.
Just move the car, will you?
Look, this isn't your house.
What are you talking about? I've lived here 15... What, man? Wrong street or something? Where's...
Are you feeling all right?
Yeah, just a minute. No. This is it. There's Jack's place. Church.
You look sort of funny.
So where's my house? Where's my goddamn house?
Name, please.
Dr. Erickson, I'm on call.
Oh, yes, doctor. Come in.
Let me out of here!
Hey, here she is. Sleeping Beauty.
Yes, it's me. Hi, Jamie. Hello, Mary.
Good morning, doctor.
You look a little rough around the edges. Not a great night.
At 4 a.m., this is what you get. Was it you that called me in? Yeah, I should have known.
Hey, you're on the list. Everyone else is in Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
I've got a whole floor to look after. I can't spend all night in the cell.
I wish you'd stop calling.
A joke.
All right, okay. So, what do you have for me, Dr. McRae? Who do you have?
Well, it's a man. Mid-40s, I would guess.
Was that him?
You got it.
Oh, wonderful.
He was arrested for creating a disturbance. When he didn't sober up, the police brought him to us. We have him restrained now.
Was he violent?
He gave us some trouble. Here's his chart, what we have.
No name.
Not a real one.
Oh.
What's the matter?
100 milligrams of Thorazine.
Not subtle, I know.
And he's still shouting.
Yes.
Oh. Is he a heroin addict?
Well, there's no sign of it. We have a test in, but...
And he's just hysterical.
That he is.
One of the aides is with him, Doctor, if you want to have a look.
Yes, I'd better.
Well, I'll leave you to it. Have fun.
Yeah, thanks.
This way, Doctor.
Yes.
Yeah, right here. I just went for some coffee.
I asked you not to leave him.
I was just gone a second. Really? Hiya, Doc. Mm-hmm. You going in?
Yes. Maybe you'd give me a minute on my own.
Sure.
Hello? My name is Dr. Erickson. They've asked me to look after you. I'm sorry, I don't know your name. Would you like to tell me? It would help me make contact with your family. Only if you want. Can you hear me?
Sure, I hear you.
Good. Mister...
You want to loosen these?
Pardon me?
The straps. I can hardly breathe. Just a little. I'm not sick. I don't need to be in this bed.
Let's talk for a minute, and I'll see what I can do. All right? Now, will you tell me your name?
It's Borman. M. Borman.
I'm sorry. I don't believe that. You want to try again?
You know my damn name.
No, I don't.
Well, just loosen these straps, will you? I feel like I'm dying.
Name?
Davis.
Davis. All right. First name?
Arthur. 550 Mathers, 922-5019.
Very good.
Hey, where are you going? Let me out of this thing. Just my arms. Hey, I just want to smoke a cigarette.
Danny?
Yeah?
I think we can let Mr. Davis have an arm free, don't you?
Sure, if you want. Mm. Which arm, pal?
Right. Oh.
Is that better?
Oh, yeah, yeah, thanks. Well, what are you doing?
I'd like to take your pulse, if you don't mind.
My pulse? What?
Danny, will you ask Mary to bring in the...
Get your hands off me, bastards! Let me out of this thing!
Hey, come on,
let me out!
No, careful!
Let me out of this, you damn thug! You...
What happened?
Held on 3 cc's.
All right.
Let me out of this.
Sorry about that, Doc.
No, it was my fault.
You okay?
Yeah, wide awake now.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Who is this person? Has he been in here before?
I've never seen him.
Oh, he gave me a name. Will you take this upstairs and have them run a records check for me?
Sure.
Now, have them start with the city and go on if they need to.
Yeah, will do.
How is he?
He's taking a bath.
Good.
I'll get someone to clean up.
Mm.
Would you like some coffee, Doctor?
In a minute, thanks.
Okay.
Mr. Davis, how are you feeling now?
I'm sleepy. Tired.
Good. I think you need some sleep.
What? Gone, I told you.
Pardon me?
Gone. Disappeared. Everything. House, Martha, kids. I go home and...
Your house is gone?
Yeah.
Well,
some strange people living next door. Who are they? Say they don't know me. I've lived there 15 years. Built the damn garage.
When did this happen?
When?
Last month? Yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday. I get in the car, go home, and it's not there.
Uh-huh.
Left work, go in the car.
Work. Where do you work?
Real estate. Rim Real Estate. Downtown in Georgia. 1036.
Who can I call there?
Yeah. I called Doc. McClure. You'll find him.
McClure, all right. Good. Jamie? It's Liz. Sorry, I've got my mouth full. You called me?
Yeah, where are you?
I'm just at my office having some lunch.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got some information for you with reference to last night's arrival.
Oh, good.
Maybe. First of all, from records, no Arthur Davis, no A. Davis, matching the description, was a psychiatric patient in a provincial hospital in the last 12 years.
Really?
We could go back further, but those records aren't on computer, and the staff won't be pleased.
No, it's probably not necessary.
Also, the police came around and gave me their end of the story.
Oh, yes?
They picked him up in West Van, apparently. He was trying to force his way into a house. No one in the house had ever seen him before.
This was on Mathers Avenue?
Yeah, that's right.
He claims he lives there.
Well, he doesn't. Not only that, but the car he drove up in was stolen from a parking lot yesterday afternoon.
I see.
So, quite the character you got here. Any idea what's wrong with him?
Not yet.
Any instructions?
How do you mean?
Well, medication or...
Jamie, I haven't even seen the man when he wasn't drugged to the eyeballs. Give me a chance. Give him a chance.
Okay, okay. See you later.
I'll be in.
This is all a trick, isn't it?
Pardon?
The whole thing. I know how you did it, too. The scotch in my office. You put some drug in the bottle. I thought it tasted funny. You hypnotized me, made me think I was driving.
I did all this?
You and your comrades, sure.
To what end?
Because you're KGB or CIA. You're trying to brainwash me, turn me into your agent.
What an idea.
It's true, isn't it? I've read about these things.
Mr. Davis, do you know where you are? The psychiatric ward at Vancouver General Hospital.
Sure, that's where you do these things, just like in Russia.
I see. And why did we pick you?
How should I know? You've got your reasons.
I assure you, none of this is true.
Then what am I doing here?
We assume you're suffering a psychotic attack. You were arrested for assault, and since you've been here, you've displayed bizarre and aggressive behavior and consistently lied as to your identity. Now, until we know who you are and what's wrong with you...
You know damn well who I am. You know everything about me.
Mr. Davis, none of what you told me checks out. You don't live at 550 Mathers. There is no Rim Realty, no Doug McClure who knows you. No medical records, no birth certificate, no driver's license, nothing. Either everything you've told me is a lie, or you don't exist. Which is it? Well?
Give me the telephone.
Why?
Just give it to me.
All right.
This is a trick, isn't it? There's one of your people on the other end.
Do you really think we have them budget?
Yeah, who is this? Who are you? I want to talk to my wife, goddammit. Put her on. What?
It might have been a wrong number. Do you want to try again? Mr. Davis?
No, damn you! What are you trying to do to me? Where are they? Where did you take them?
Who?
My wife, my kids. They were there waiting for me. Now it's gone. They're gone. Everything. Oh, my God. Get me a cigarette, will you? There in my jacket.
All right.
The other pocket. Yeah. Thanks.
What's this?
Huh?
It was in your pocket, part of the newspaper.
Oh, yeah. It's one of our ads. You see? Art Davis, commercial industrial real estate. That's me.
What newspaper is this from?
The Sun, yesterday.
I see. Mr. Davis, if I'm going to help, you'll have to answer my questions as truthfully and completely as you can. I want all the details you can give me. Let's start with your name. Who are you?
Arthur Davis.
Any middle name?
Yeah, William.
Date of birth?
May 20th, 1935, in Regina.
When did you come to B.C.?
Later on. In 64, I think. We drove out. I had this old Plymouth.
You were married at that time?
Oh, yeah. We had our first daughter. Oh, yeah. Oh, it was beautiful. The mountains. I always wanted to go back, try climbing some, maybe look for gold. Who knows?
So I told him to shove it and quit. Then we started our own office. Made a lot of money till the market went bad.
Want to hear more? There's another tape.
No, thanks. That's enough for me.
What do you think of it?
What's to think? It all sounds very normal. Dull. Somebody's life.
Except that none of it checks out. Hmm. Not one detail. Even this newspaper clipping, it's not from any paper I could find.
He made it all up?
I suppose he must have.
Well, it's not so unusual, is it? Imposture is an element of paranoid schizophrenia.
But this is different, Jamie. His story is so complex and consistent and banal. I mean, a schizophrenic might assume of a mythic personality. God, Christ, Napoleon. But a real estate salesman?
So, he's an unusual case.
Unusual? The indications are so contradictory, I don't even know where to begin.
Well, are you ever completely certain? There are always contradictions, unusual elements. Mm. You just have to blip over them and go with your best judgment.
Yes, I suppose so.
Either that, or take his story at face value.
How do you mean?
Assume it happened as he claims. He left work, went home, and it had disappeared. Everything was changed.
Ah. Well, it's a child's dream, an archetype. You go home, but it's not there. It prepares you for separation, death of the parents. I know I had it when I was a girl. Very upsetting it was, too.
Hello. Here she is. When? All right, thanks. You're Mr. Davis. He locked a nurse in a closet, walked out the front door.
Lorraine, why don't ya?
Singing in the, just singing in the, what a glorious.
Hey, watch it. You want to drown me? Idiot. Yeah, wet.
Pretty wet.
Somebody stop and take me to a bar. Hey, hear that? Stop and pick me up. Hey, lady. Ah, you know, lot.
Yeah. Oh, get cold. The drink or something. Where's the damn bar? What a city, eh? Pouring the rain. Place to drink. Ah, there's something. Cars.
Stop a minute, why don't you? Hey, let me get across.
Feels so good.
They let me by.
Mr. Davis. Hello. Can you hear me?
What? Martha?
No, it's Dr. Erickson.
Who? Oh.
Do you remember me?
Oh, sure. Where did you say Where?
You were back in the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
You're lucky to be anywhere alive.
Am I? What happened?
You were struck by a car. Apparently, you were walking down the middle of Georgia Street. You don't remember?
Yeah, I guess so. The street and the cars.
Yes.
You know, Doc, it's funny.
What is?
I think I figured it out. That afternoon when everything happened. I remember now. I left the office, went out the door, and started to go to the elevator. Then I passed the stairs and I thought, I need the exercise, I'll walk down, so I did.
Yes?
That's it. The stairs were never there before. They're at the end of the hall by the washrooms. But Friday, the stairs were right in front of me, so I went in. After that, everything was different. It was all changed.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you figured it out.
Yeah, me too. Me too, Doc. I don't know what good it does me. I can't find the stairs again if the whole building's gone.
Maybe it's a start.
Could be. It could be.
Yes. Oh.
Liz, wait till you see what I've got for you.
Money? Airline tickets?
Nope, even better. Listen to this. See what you think. Male, Caucasian, age 49 years, brown eyes and hair, height 5 feet 11, weight 210 pounds, married, 2 daughters. See what I'm getting at?
No, but go on.
This is a missing persons report from Ontario. Last seen January 15th in Toronto. Left work at real estate office. Disappeared.
The name?
Alan Davidson.
Davidson. It's close. Oh, but how likely is it that...
There's a photograph. Not a good one, but have a look. What do you think?
It looks like him. May I keep this?
Sure. I've asked them to send more information so we'd be sure.
I'll take this down to him, see what happens. The photograph may start something. I don't know. He's built up such an elaborate story, I doubt he'll want to let it go.
Okay. Let me know, will you?
Will do. Thanks.
Good morning.
Hi, Mary. How's it going?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. You?
Oh, about the same. Quiet night?
Mm-hmm, yes. Do you have business here today, Doctor?
Oh, just checking in. I'll talk to you later.
Oh, all right.
Hi, Danny.
Hey, Dr. Liz. Long time no see.
Oh, sure. It must be 6 or 7 hours, eh?
What?
Just joking.
Oh, yeah. You looking for someone, Doc?
Yes, my patient. Did you move him?
Your patient? Who's that?
Mr. Davis, or whatever his name is.
Davis. Geez, I don't think I know him. He just come in?
No. What do you mean you don't know him? You were here the night he arrived. He knocked over the table.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Is this a joke? What have you done with him?
I don't know what you mean, Doctor. Maybe you should ask Mary. She'll know. Come on.
What in the world?
Hey, Mary, do we have someone called Davis? Mr. Davis?
Yes.
Davis? No, there's no one by that name.
John Doe, then. You know who I mean. I visited him last night, for God's sake. Have you lost him since then?
Last night? You must be mistaken, Doctor. I was on duty. I don't remember. Your name isn't in the logbook.
What are you talking about? I've been in here every day since... What?
I haven't seen you in several weeks, Doctor.
Weeks?
Me either, Doc. Not since that funeral day last month.
This is unbelievable. Jamie's put you up to this, hasn't he, Dr. McCrae? Well, get him on the phone. I don't think it's very funny. Well, call him.
Dr. McCrae's on holiday in Hawaii.
He was in my office an hour ago.
I don't think that's possible.
Well, possible or not, he was there. He gave me a missing persons report on our Mr. Davis. Look, I've got it right here. Here. Is it just my paper? Well, I know I put it in here. It's... What is this? What's happened?
The door closes behind you and is no longer there. It is difficult to say if you are locked up or locked out. But either way, there can be no return once you have stepped through the vanishing point.
The Lost Door by Steve Petch. Featured in the cast were Richard Donat as Davis and Barbara Gordon as Elizabeth, with Joe Ziegler as Jamie, Diana Belshaw as Mary, and Tom Butler as Danny. Ted Dykstra was heard as the boy and Ray Landry as the radio announcer. Casting consultant was Ann Tate with Catherine Castor. Recording engineer was Brian Pape, with sound effects by Bill Robinson, and the production assistant was Nancy McElveen. Original music and series musical theme were composed by John Robey and recorded and mixed by John McCarthy. The series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich, and the voice of introduction is David Calderisi. The Lost Door was produced and directed at Studio G in Toronto by series executive producer William Lane. Next week on Vanishing Point, we present The Blue Devil by Charles Tidler, starring Doris Chilcott, Lillian Carlson, and Patricia Ludwig. Produced and directed in Vancouver by John Giuliani, it's a futuristic fantasy with an unexpected edge. That's The Blue Devil, next week on Vanishing Point. We're always happy to hear from our listeners about the plays and productions you hear on this series. You can send your comments to Vanishing Point, CBC Radio Drama, Box 500, Station A, Toronto, Ontario, M5W1E6. Until next week, I'm Art Cuthbert, wishing you good night.